All righty, as we continue taking a look closer to home, tensions apparently ran high last night as Romulus city leaders took a stand against a proposed federal immigration detention center. WJR's Marie Osborne, our director of community affairs and news, reports that the city council sided with many residents who say they don't want the facility in their city. Bring us up to date on that, Marie. Good afternoon.
The council did indeed vote unanimously to oppose the project. They said it would drain local resources and hurt the city's economic outlook. City officials also made it clear they won't authorize permits for the site while the current leadership is in place. This vote came after hundreds of people filled multiple parking lots outside City Hall. Most were there to object the plan, holding signs and chanting. A small group supporting the facility also showed up, and at one point the crowds surrounded them. Police moved in when one supporter ended up on the ground there. Many argued federal dollars should be redirected to community needs rather than expanding detention site. The building in question is a really large industrial facility off I-275. It's one of several properties the federal government has looked at nationwide, and increased enforcement actions in other states have already sparked demonstrations, and Romulus residents say they intend to stay organized as this debate continues. They do not want that detention center at that facility.
Well, it's a shame, but I can't say that by some of their actions and the way they've carried out their duties, ICE has brought a lot of this upon themselves. But I also blame governors and mayors and others who have shown anything but support for the federal government's efforts to try to do what Congress has told them to do, the immigration officers, which is find illegal immigrants and deport them. And every president has overseen way more deportations. The problem is these guys have done it looking like, as I said it before, stormtroopers out of Star Wars. And they became bullies like some of their leaders. They thought they could be bullies too. Well, you can't be bullies. And especially to the rest of the American people. You can't be a bully and then think you're going to be happily accepted with open arms. As far as I know, I'm guessing with what you're saying, Marie Osborne, this big, big, empty building, well, this big, big building is empty, I guess is how
yes,
it should start.
Yes, it is empty. Yep, yep, yep.
And so coming along with it becoming, I guess, an ICE facility, ICE detention center, ICE, whatever they're calling it, would come some jobs and some tax money, I would guess.
Yes, indeed. Over 1,000 jobs. The government says there would be about 1,000 jobs, more than 1,000 jobs. And, of course, there would be tax revenue along with that. But the city leadership just said they're not interested in that. They just prefer to have the building empty, apparently.
Well, I hope that the city leadership,
another way.
I hope the city leadership will remember this when they try to come back to the people or to the federal government looking for additional revenue. Because they're looking at some additional revenue here and they say they don't need it. So good, that's fine. Just bear that in mind the next time you think you need additional revenue, because you're turning this revenue away. And if I were a taxpayer there in Romulus or in the area there, I would remember that. Be that as it may. There are consequences to every decision that we make in life. And deciding to turn away 1,000-plus new jobs and additional tax revenue, that's fine. They have the right to do that, and they're doing it.
Indeed, that's exactly what's happened here. I just don't think that, from what I can understand with these protesters, they were saying they just don't want that in that building.
Right.
So, and like any other municipality, you have the right to be able to say that. We're seeing a lot of protests against these data centers that are trying to go in different communities. You know, whether it's right or wrong, people do have the right to say they don't want that in their community.
You know, somebody asked me about this, or maybe recommended it. I never got a chance to bring it up. I'm glad you brought up the data centers. I think it was our old friend, your friend and mine, Dick Hafner, our former news director, who said, what about all these old empty buildings that we have plenty of in Detroit and around our area? Why don't those get used as data centers? Wouldn't that be a good usage of real estate that is currently empty and decaying?
Yeah, I just think probably trying to retrofit those buildings, you know, like a lot of the talk has been, why don't they just put apartments in the Renaissance Center? And, you know, people are saying, you know, people who know building say, you know, you can't just do
that.
Can't
just do that.
Yeah, there's you know, guts that have to go into these buildings in order to retrofit them to be something else. And maybe that's cost prohibitive.
If somebody has an answer, I knew it would be you, Marie. And I appreciate that.
I don't know if it's the right answer. It's just
it doesn't matter. You gave an answer. Let's go with it, because I have no idea.
Let's stand with that.
Until somebody else.
Yeah. You're talking to the daughter of a builder. I really think that is a big part of the reason for that.
That puts you ahead and above, head and shoulders above the rest of us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Marie Osborne, God love her, WJR's Director of Community Affairs and News, and the daughter of a builder, as we continue at 1242 on WJR.